Archer will say good morning. A lot to do today. Today's daf is Gimel, Maseches Menachos. And we left off on base, on the base, to be four lines up from the bottom. Ola Salaf. So remember again, just to reorient ourselves a bit, we are really focusing now, hyper-focused, on the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Specifically, a stirai contradiction in the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. We had two different brisos. The brisa we quoted on the top of Beis Amud Beis quoted Rabbi Shimon as saying that all menachos, kol menachos shenikmetzu shelo lishman, right, even a mincha which had a kmitza shelo lishman is not only going to be kosher, but ultimately again alu lebailim, the chovos say, ultimately satisfy the obligation of the owners. And again, remember when Rabbi Shimon says that, when he says kol menachos literally means kol menachos, even minchas kinos and minchas chote, every single type of mincha. Second brisa then said that Rabbi Shimon, which seems to echo the sentiment of the Mishnah, that no, Rabbi Shimon holds that halacha lemaisa, a mincha that was offered up, the kmitza was done shelo lishman, ultimately could be a satisfactory mincha, could be a kasha mincha, but certainly does not satisfy the owner's obligation. And in a case of a minchas kinos, and in the case of minchas chote, it does not work. So we're trying now to figure out. So remember, one of the ways in which we resolved Rabbi Shimon's contradiction was as follows: what we termed as a machshava de lo minkara and a machshava de minkara. And Rabbi Shimon says as follows: that if you have a machshava de lo minkara, meaning if you have a shilui das, if you have a change in intent, but it's the kind of change in intent that Rashi says machshava de lo minkara im mechaze ve'imlav pasil. If it's not clear that the intent is clearly false, then halacha lemaisa, the carbon will be invalid. If it's clear that the machshava is false, then the carbon could be valid. What does that mean in practical terms? Two words, three words. Ma'asa mochichin alel, which is another way of saying that Rabbi Shimon holds that when it's clear, when through your actions it is clear the type of carbon you are performing, we care very little about what you're thinking. In other words, when your actions speak for themselves, we don't really care about what your machshavas are. That's Rabbi Shimon's logic. So if I'm offering up a particular type of mincha, and it's clear from the procedure what type of mincha it is, even if I have in mind for something else, we're not really focused on what you're thinking, but rather we'll define the effectiveness of your actions through what you are doing. So we'll say now, based on that, the Gemara raises a series of questions. So Ola Sa'ov, we'll say now, I told you, it's very exciting. Four lines up from the bottom. Ola Sa'ov, Shemitza Dama Lamaila, L'Shem Chatas. Well, listen to this. You have an Ola Sa'ov, and you squeeze out the blood, Lamala, above the red line on the Mizbech Techutas Sikra, L'Shem Chatas Ofra. We'll say, when you did it for the sake of Chatas Ha'ov. So the Gemara suggests tirtza, the carbon should be effective. Now we'll say I it's a shinui das, you change the intention. I, but why should it be effective? Watch this. Ma'asem ochichan ala de'olah sa'ofi. Because we'll say the actions itself speak to the fact that what? This is an olah sa'of. How so? Di'ichatas sa'ofi. Because if it was a chatos, then lamataha over there. We'll say, remember again, blood of a bird chatos is sprinkled where? Squeezed below the red line. This is being done above the red line. So it's clear from my actions that halacha lemaisa, this is going to be an ola, to which the Gemara says, top of Gimel, Omri, Dilma Mitzvei Debasra Azahu. Maybe we're talking about over here, but say, is the squeezing out of the blood after the sprinkling, Damar Mar, Mitzvah Dama B'chamakam Mizbeach Kshera. Because Mar said, they will say for the squeezing out of the post-sprinkling squeezing can be done anywhere on the Mizbeach. So we'll say the point over here the Gemara is making is, it's not necessarily clear from your actions what it is that you're doing. Therefore, again, it will not be kosher. Chata So'ov Shehiza Dama L'mata. We'll say a similar case. Let's say you have a Chata So'ov. You sprinkle the blood below the Chota Sikra, below the red line. L'shem Ola Sa'ov. But you had in mind to do this for Ola Sa'ov. So what's the halacha? Again, Tirtza. The carbon should be good. Why? Because I will say the actions itself speak to the fact that this is a chatas ha'of. Why? Because ultimately, again, if it was an olas ha'of, you would be doing the blood applications above the chutas sikra, the red line on the mizbeach, and you would be doing squeezing of the blood after the sprinkling. To which the Gemara says, you're right. Hachinami. In this case, in fact, Rabbi Shimon would agree that this particular burnt offering is in fact kosher. And that's why again I will say the Mizrach Rashi changes this. Below the fee. Because after all, again, Rabbi Shimon was saying that menachos are not comparable to animal sacrifices, but they would be comparable ultimately to bird offerings. So therefore, we'll say in this case it actually works. We'll say what's coming out now, and this is really, as I mentioned yesterday, because it's dramatic on a hashkafic level as well. What Rabbi Shimon is saying is essentially, when there is a conflict between what you are thinking and what you are doing, we go after what? We go after what you're doing. We go after your actions. What we call ma'aseh mochichen aleh, which Rabbi said, by the way, if you'll notice, is a dramatic departure from almost everything. Meaning, I don't want to brag, but we're pretty proficient, like in Karbanos these days. We're holding, you know, Baruch Hashem, 120 blot in Zvachim. And if like there's one thing that came up over and over again in Karbanos, it's that Kavanos and Machshavos absolutely matter. Absolutely matter. Rabbi Shimon is advancing this new ideology that is really only applicable by menachos, and as we see, maybe by ofos as well, which is when it is inexplicably clear, right? Or I should say, no, when it is crystal clear that what you're doing through your actions, and your actions leave absolutely no doubt or no ambiguity as to the type of carbon that you are offering, then erroneous das cannot compromise the carbon. That's Rabbi Shimon's idea. And I will say, now as we saw, that only applies really to menachos. It doesn't apply to other carbonos. Why? Because by other carbonos, essentially the processes look the same. Shchita is shchita. Kabbalah is kabbalah. Holacha is holacha. Even zrika. Granted, you can have zrika in different places, but the act of zrika is the same. It's only by menachos, because we haven't gotten into this yet, but each mincha is prepared in a dramatically different way, to which Rabbi Shimon says, Ma'aseh mochichan aleh. So to continue on this a little bit. Kachik adashim sheshachtel mitzvah, moshen kachim kalim. So let's see, I will say the following case. Kachik adashim that were shechted in the north, for the sake of kachim kalim mirtzu, carbon should be good. Why? Ma'asin mochichan aleh in the kachik adashim nehu. Because I will say the actions themselves should show that the karbanos are kachik adashim. Why? Di kachim kalim bedar havah. Because I will say kachim kalim are offered in the south, not in the north. To which the Gemara says, Emar dam rachmana af bidarim. So we'll say the Torah says they could even be offered in the south. Bidarim v'lo b'tzafon mi amar. Do we say that they could only be offered in the south and not in the north? Disnan shchitasan v'chom bakum ba'azara. Because we'll say, after all, we learned that they could be shechted anywhere in the Azara. So again, what do you see from here? You see from here that in the case of animal sacrifices, you can't say ma'aseha mochichin aleho. You can't say that from the actions, you have absolute clarity what type of carbon it is. Next case. Kachim kalim sheshachtan bedarom. We'll say kachim kalim that were shechted in the south, of the Azara, of the courtyard. L'shem kachshei kadoshim. For the sake of kachshei kadoshim. So we'll say wrong, erroneous intent. What's the halacha? Lirtzu, this should work. Why? Because ma'asem ochichen aleim de kachim kalim ninu. Because I will say the actions, meaning the processes itself, the process itself should indicate that in fact it's kachim kalim. Why? Di kachshei kadoshim. Because I will say if it was kachshei kadoshim, b'tzafon hava avidlu, then you'll be shechting it in the north, but you're not shechting it in the south. That's clear that it's kachshei kalim. Amri kachshei kadoshim ninu. So di kachshei kadoshim, b'tzafon hava avidlu. Amri, you could say kachshei kadoshim ninu. To which the Gemara says, well, not necessarily. The onlooker could simply say that no, really it's kachshei kadoshim, but the slaughterer or the offerer is being over on the halacha, and instead of offering it up in the north, he's offering it up in the south. So we'll say, now this is actually a very dramatic departure, because now what we're saying is, maybe someone who sees you doing this will just assume you're doing something wrong. Well, if that's the case, ihachi, machavas l'shem marcheshes nami. If that's the case, says the Gemara, so if I offer up, I'm offering up a minchas machvas. So I'll say, for lack of a better term, like a machvas is like a deep dish mincha, right? Deep dish mincha, right? It actually sounds good, right? Deep dish mincha. And I'll say, and what happens? I offered up the shem marcheshes. Marcheshes is like a griddle mincha, right? Not griddle, like fried. So I'm offering up deep dish mincha, right? And then what happens? But as I'm doing it, I have in mind, ultimately, again, for marcheshes. So we'll say, so under normal, so up until now, what have we been saying? What will be the status of that particular mincha? What will be the status? Because why? Because it must say, you could tell from the mode of preparation that it is a machavas and not a marcheshes, because they're prepared two different ways. But why don't we say, if that's the case that you're going to say now, that people could say that the offer is just mistaken, Haidika comes say the marcheshes, that he's doing the kmitza of a marcheshes, Amri, haibar marcheshes nadar, say that in fact he had a mind to bring, he was no de a marcheshes, vahad the maisel of a machavas, the marcheshesi, and ultimately, again, the fact that he's going ahead and bringing in the machvas, right? Ultimately, again, we'll say, we could say that he's mistaken. In other words, up until now, you've been saying that ma'aseh mochichin, but maybe, in fact, say that that which he has kavana for is the actual carbon he wants to bring, but his performance is flawed. Hasam nami b'marcheshes nadar, to which the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Hassam, in the case of Ben Mincha, Ki Nami B'Marcheshes Nadar, she will say, according to Rabbi Shimon, here's the incredible novelty. When it comes to a Korban Mincha, even if for argument's sake, your neder was to bring a Marcheshes, Ki Maisili B'Machvas, Machvas Havya. We'll say, now it gets even more dramatic. In Rabbi Shimon's worldview, I will say, if you go ahead, let's say this isn't the extreme case, I made a neder to bring a Minchas Marcheshes. That was my neder, bring a Minchas Marcheshes. Deep dish mincha. Fried mincha. And then what happens? Ki maisle b'machvos. Then I end up bringing a deep dish mincha. So what's the status here? Machvos havya. Rabosai, it is a valid minchas machvos. Rabosai, you understand why we just took a dramatic shift here? Because up until now, what have we been dealing with? We've been dealing with where a person had in mind to bring a particular mincha, but then at the time of the performance of the kmitza, they have the wrong intent, but then in fact end up bringing the right type of carbon that they originally had in mind for. This case is even more dramatic, where I made a neder to bring A. I had in mind for A. Just the actual type that I brought was B. So even then, the Gemara is suggesting that the mincha is a valid mincha. Because also what you begin to see by Menachos is, we just look at what you bring. We look at what you bring because what you bring speaks volumes. What you bring attests to the type of carbon it is. Kiddisnan. Ha'omer harei alai b'machvos. We'll say ultimately again, if a person says, I hereby commit myself to bringing a deep dish mincha, v'hevi b'marcheshes, and I bring a fried one instead, or I take a neder to bring a marcheshes, v'hevi b'machvos, and I bring a deep dish mincha, mashehevi. Ultimately, again, what you brought is brought, i.e., the mincha is valid. However, v'yidei nidro lo yatza. Now, obviously, this is the caveat. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, you're not yotzei, you're neder. Now, that's obvious, because at the end of the day, you vowed to bring A, but you brought B. But yet, despite that, the incredible novelty of Osei is what? Is that halacha lemaisa, the mincha itself, is still a bona fide mincha. I vidilma omar zula havi b'machvas, vev marcheshes. Osei, but maybe he said, I hereby pledge upon myself to bring this flower. So we'll say, now we're changing stuff up. It just gets more exciting. So we'll say, in this case over here, what I'm doing is I'm dedicating actual specific flower. Zu lahavi b'machvos. I hereby pledge to bring this flower as a carbon minchas machvos. Vei marcheshes, but I end up bringing it as a marcheshes. Kiddisnan. Zu lahavi b'machvos. I go ahead and I vow to bring this flower b'kar machvos. Vehevi b'marcheshes. But I bring it as a fried carbon instead. And I remember the difference in this case over here is that halacha lemaisa, I'm actually pledging particular flowers. I'm identifying a specific flower to bring. What's the halacha? Hare zo psula. Hare zo psula. Ultimately, again, such a carbon is possible. To which the Gemara says, you're right. L'rabbanan hachinami. According to the Rabbanan, this would be true. L'Rabbi Shimon, Kevan Dav Rabbi Shimon, Af Yidei Nidro Yatza. So it's according to Rabbi Shimon holds a bosa that in a general case, where you went ahead and you pledged a particular type of mincha, then had the wrong das, but ultimately ended up bringing the correct mincha, Rabbi Shimon even holds that your yotze, your neder. Not only is the carbon itself good, Rabbi Shimon actually holds that you fulfilled your neder, Amo Kviusa demana v'lo klumu. Therefore, also, Rabbi Shimon in general holds that when you go ahead and you're koveya al peh, when you identify a particular flour to be brought for the mincha, Rabbi Shimon ultimately just says that's more like identifying the utensil v'lo klumhu. V'lo klumhu. It doesn't really mean anything. V'lo shna amar zu, v'lo shna amar alai. Rabbi say in Rabbi Shimon's worldview, there is really no difference if you go ahead and you say, I'm bringing this flour, or if you go ahead and you say, I take upon myself this obligation. Doesn't make any difference. So we'll say, so what's coming out, I just want to point out, according to Rabbi Shimon, is as follows. So Rabbi Shimon Shit Rabbi Osai so far is the most intense when it comes to menachos, because Rabbi Shimon holds simply, ma'aseha mochichin aleha. That at the end of the day, we're not really worried about what your kavanas are, we're simply focusing on what? On what you do, because from your actions, from the mincha you bring, we understand. Meaning, the type of mincha is self-evident from the mincha process in which you engage. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says we don't really care about your kavanas; we just look at the type of mincha you bring. The one case Rabbi Shimon will agree with Rabbi Osai is where your neder is to bring A, but you end up bringing B. Even Rabbi Shimon will agree that in that case, what's the halacha? Is the mincha good?
No.
Yes, but it does not count towards your obligation. That's the one distinction. So we'll say again, if I pledge A and have in mind for B, but actually end up bringing A, Rabbi Shimon says, mincha's good, fulfill my obligation. If I pledged A and end up bringing B, which we'll say it's intuitive, if I pledged A and end up bringing B, even Rabbi Shimon will agree, again, halacha l'maisa, the mincha, so a fine mincha, the covenant is a bona fide mincha, but it does not discharge my obligation. Good, weiter. Elame ata ola sheshachat l'shem chatas tirtzer. So we'll say, so again, going to Rabbi Shimon's model of ma'aseh mochichin aleha, that the actions ultimately, again, could testify to the nature of the offering, so I ask the following case. Elame ata ola sheshachat l'shem chatas. Good morning, Mr. Schoenfeld. My first good morning to you in Mesachas Menachos. It's good. So elame ata. So therefore, using this logic, if I shecht an ola for the sake of a chatos, right, l'shem chatos, tirtze, it should work. Why? Because it's discernible that my mindset is flawed and the action stands on its own. Why? D'hai zocher, v'hai nekeva. Because Rabbi Osai, an ola comes from a male animal and a chatos comes from a female animal. So we'll say, so if I went ahead and pledged an ola, right, and I shechted it l'shem chatos, it's clear that my mindset is flawed, right, because it's wrong animal. Wrong animal. So Gemara says, Kevan de ikasir nazir de zachar hu lo yedia. They both say that's not true. There is a case of a chatas that's also a male animal. What's that? That's the seer. That's the chatas of the nasir. Amr l'shem chatas yachid ma'ikul yemer. Okay, so let's say I said, I'm bringing this animal l'shem chatas yachid. So we'll say, so I'm making it explicitly clear that what? That is, I'm not the nasi, and ultimately, again, it's not my chatas nasi. So if I say, I hereby pledge this animal, I hereby take upon myself to bring a chatas yachid, and then I go ahead and during the process I have in mind for ola, so the halacha is the carbon should be good. Why? Because I'm bringing a male animal, which is clearly fit for ola, not fit for chatas, and therefore it should be good. To which the Gemara says, v'su, furthermore, chatos yochid sheshachta l'shem ola, tirtzeh. We'll say, if you have a chatos yochid that was shechted for the sake of an ola, it should also be good. Why? The chatos nekeva va'ola zachar. We'll say, same thing. Because the chatos is a female animal, ola is a male animal, and therefore ma'aseha mochichin aleha. My actions speak to what it is that I'm doing. To which the Gemara says, no. Mechasya ba'alya. So we'll say it's different because an animal, very often, the tail covers the male and female reproductive organs. Therefore, I will say again, do you have a picture of this? There's a mamish, a picture. Okay, good. Good. Fat-tail sheep. Good. Amazing. Right, so now the Gemara says, in other words, it's not a discernible difference. Why? Because the fat tail of the sheep, it's called a fat-tail sheep. Is that what it is? Fat-tail sheep. Oh yes, good. Fat-tail sheep, good. Right? You even have it in color over there. Ramesh. What's happening out? So the idea is, so on a fat-tail sheep, so the idea is you can't tell the difference between male and female. To which the Gemara says, Hotena hecha da'aisa kivsa. That's fine when you brought the sheep, because the sheep has a tail. I see Seira Ma'ikalamimar, but if you bring a goat to Bosai, a goat doesn't have a tail. So what is there to say? So Ella bein Scharlin a Kabus Lav Adatayu di Inshi. I'll say, but the idea is in general, people aren't attentive to the gender of animals. So because you're not attentive, therefore what you can't say, Ma'aseha Mochichin Aleh. So Bosai, the idea over here is, when do we say Ma'aseha Mochichin Aleh? When the details jump out at you. When they're clear, objectively clear. Aye, what about the fat Pesach sheshach l'shem asham liyirtzu? If you shech the Pesach, Rabbi say for the sake of an asham, it should work. Why? The hype nerves, if I'm shechting a Pesach, but I have in mind that it should be for an asham. I have kavanah for an asham. Rabbi said the aloch is the covenant should still be valid. Why? The high benchana, because a Pesach could only be offered up when it's 1 year old. The high benchtaim, and Rabbi say, a nashim has to be from a 2-year-old animal, to which the Gemara says, 1 second, Kevin di gasham nazir v'asham mitzora lo pasika. So we'll say, since there's the asham nazir, and asham mitzora, which Rabbo say what? Which Rabbo say could even be offered up from younger animals. Therefore, again, it's not clear that my intention is wrong. Amr l'shum asham gzeus l'shum asham me'ilos ma'ikale me'mar. So what happens if he has in mind, Rabbo say, that he's going to do it? L'shum asham gzeus and asham me'ilos. So what is there to say? V'su. Asham gzelos va'asham me'ilos sheshachtalim shum Pesach. I will say furthermore again, if you have an asham gzelos and an asham me'ilos that you shechted for the sake of a carbon Pesach, lirtzu, they should work. Why? The Pesach ben shana, because carbon Pesach is only offered up at a year old. V'hani ben shtei shanim. And I will say these animals are offered up at 2 years old. So I will say there's a clear discernible difference in the animals. Ella ben shana ben shtei shanim lav adat taihu de'inshi. So we'll say, but rather again, when it comes to an animal that is a year or an animal that is 2 years, people are unable to discern those differences. De'ika ben shana de ma'isik ben shtayim, ve'ika ben shtayim de mechsik ben shana. Because we'll say there are 1 year old animals that look like 2 year old animals, and there are 2 year old animals that look like 1 year old animals. Some animals age gracefully, and some do not. But the idea is it's not a discernible difference. We'll say Rabbi Shimon only holds his particular shita when it's what we call ma'ase mochichin aleha, objectively clear set of facts. Seir sheshachto l'shem asham lirtzi. Well, say if you have a goat, a seer that was shechted for the sake of an asham, it should work. Why? Dehai tsemer v'hai soyer. Because we'll say ultimately again, the goat has wool, and excuse me, the sheep has wool, and ultimately again, the goat has hair. The distinction. So we'll say, so the idea of here is it's clear that you're offering up. That you're offering up the soyer. Amri dichra uchmuhu. People will say, I'll say literally again, it's a black animal, dichra uchmuhu, which means ultimately again, it looks like an animal which has been shorn. Okay. Haircut, right. Good morning. Thank you. Good morning. So the Gemara says as follows. Egalupar sheshacht al Hashem Pesach. What about the next case? So we'll say again, it's all the same things that we're doing over here. We're just ultimately bringing these cases. So remember again, we'll say, what Rabbi Shimon was saying was, my concept of ma'aseh mochichin aleha is only a concept that works by menachos and doesn't work by zvachim. The Gemara is just trying to show the principle should be able to work by zvachim as well, but has so far been unsuccessful in doing that. Ola upar, egal upar, sheshacht l'shem Pesach. We'll say if you shecht a calf or a cow for the sake of carbon Pesach, right? L'shem Pesach va'asham lirtzu, right? For a Pesach or for an asham, the carbon should work. Why, Rabbi Osai? Because at the end of the day, you can't bring these animals as a carbon Pesach. The egel upar Pesach va'asham leka, because we'll say ultimately again, you can't bring an egel as a carbon Pesach or as an asham. Ein achinami. You're right. We'll say actually, we found the case. If you go ahead, I'll say, and you are offering up, let's say an egel. I'm offering up a calf as a carbon chatos. I'm bringing a calf as a chatos. And when I'm doing the avoda, right, when I'm doing it, I have in mind that it should be for what? For carbon Pesach. We both say that'll actually be a case where halacha l'maisa, the carbon will still be valid as a chatos. Why? Because you cannot bring an egel as a Pesach. It is impossible. It's not shaykh. It's ma'aseh mochichin aleha. The actions are clear that it is not a carbon Pesach. To which the Gemara says, "Einachinami, okay, you got it. You now found the case like this by Zvachim. Amid Beis Rabbi Osai, Umay Zvachim." So what does it mean when we said before that halacha lemaisa, Rabbi Shimon's concept of Maaseh Mochichin Aleha doesn't apply to Karbanos, Rov Zvachim. It means by most cases of Karbanos. Rabbi Osai, by the way, in this case, most doesn't just mean most. What does most mean? Most means all except one. Right, almost, and every single case with one exception, we don't say ma'aseh mochichan alaha by zvachim, but except for this one case, we'll say ultimately of the eagle offered up for the sake of Karban Pesach. Beautiful. Rav and Abba say now, we're back again to trying to reconcile the two different prices of Rabbi Shimon. Rav Amar, Rav says as follows. No contradiction in the positions of Rabbi Shimon. How so? Kan bekomets mincha l'shum mincha. Kan bekomets mincha l'shum zevach. So I will say one case of Rabbi Shimon is talking about where you went ahead and you did the kmitza of mincha, but you did it for the wrong type of mincha. And one is talking about a case of ultimately, again, where you do kmitza of the mincha for the sake of a carbon, of an animal carbon, a zevach. Mincha l'shum mincha, if you do the kmitza of the mincha, but you have in mind for a different type of mincha, so we'll say the halacha is that it's kasher. Why? V'zos toras ha-mincha. Because the Torah says this is the law of the mincha, Torah achas l'chol ha-minachos. I will say there is one set of laws for all minachos. For all minachos. Therefore, I will say, according to Rabbi Shimon, if I did the kmitza, I'm offering up a machvas, and I did the kmitza l'shem marcheshes, Rabbi Shimon says such a mincha will still be valid. Zos toras ha-mincha, all minachos are grouped together. However, mincha l'shem zevach, but I will say, if I did the kmitza, when I did the kmitza, I have in mind the kmitza should be done for a karban, even though, again, I will say that is illogical. Ultimately, again, v'zos toras ha-mincha v'zevach lo ksid. It does not say this is the Torah for a mincha and a zevach, and an animal offering. Therefore, I will say, Rabbi Shimon will say, if when doing the kmitza, I have in mind for the wrong type of karban mincha, the karban is valid, and I discharge my obligation. But if I do the kmitza and I have in mind for an animal offering, Rabbi will say, that invalidates the mincha. Aye, ba'at ha'no. So we'll say, but one second, but that's not what Rabbi Shimon said. Rabbi Shimon says that ultimately, again, the reason why the mincha is still kosher is because the actions, right, your actions ultimately attest to the type of carbon you are offering, to which the Gemara says, this is what it means to say. Even though, again, Rabbi will say, this is a case of where the machshava is not obviously invalid, viti pasal, and it should ultimately be pasal, v'zos toras ha-mincha, Torah achas l'chol ha-minachos. Ultimately, again, the Torah says, zos toras ha-mincha, this is the law of the mincha, one law for all minachos, which Rabbi Osai teaches you, Rabbi Shimon says, that you have a little bit of latitude within the world of minachos itself. So if you're offering up mincha A, but you have in mind for mincha B, ultimately, again, your carbon will still be kasher. Umay aval b'zvachim eino kein. And what does it mean when the Braisa said, when Rabbi Shimon said, that by zvachim, it's not like this. Afal gab d'shchita achas l'kulon. Even though, again, Rabbi Osai, shchita looks the same by all carbonos. V'zos toras ha-mincha, v'zavach lo ksiv. The Torah ultimately, again, does not say, zos toras ha-mincha v'zavach. And therefore, again, regular animal carbonos do not have this same amount of leeway as menachos have. So we'll say, so this is Rava's resolution. Rava's resolution is Rabbi Shimon holds that there is a special din by menachos. That special din and that leeway is generated by the pasuk Zos Toras HaMincha, which Rava says does what? Groups all menachos together. And essentially says that when doing kmitza, even if you have in mind for the wrong type of mincha, nevertheless, talocha is that what? You're still yotze. That is a din that does not, however, again, if you were to, when doing kmitza, to have in mind for an animal offering, that would invalidate the karban mincha. Alameato, but using that logic, chatos chilev, sheshachtu l'shem chatos dam. So say, if you're bringing, let's say a person has to bring a chatos because he ate chilev. And what happens? When offering it up, I have in mind that should be a chatos for the sake of consuming blood, for the transgression of consuming blood. or l'shem chatas avodas kohavim, or a chatas for the sake for idolatry, or because I worshipped idolatry, or l'shem chatas nazir, or the chatas that a nazir brings, l'shem chatas mitzora, or the chatas that a mitzora brings, tehei kashera v'tirtza. So you will say, now what the Gemara is saying based on this. So now what you're telling me is, if when offering up a mincha, I do the kmitza with intention for the wrong type of mincha, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? It's good. Why? Because those Torah Samincha, the Pasuk teaches me that all Menachos are in the same camp. If that's the case, well, that's something very interesting. If I'm offering up a Chatas, now I happen to be bringing my Chatas because I ate Chelev, I ate forbidden fat. And when bringing that carbon, I have in mind for a different type of Chatas. The Gemara posits that Halacha Lamaisa should still be Yotze. Why? Because what's listening to this, the Amar Rachmana, Vizos Torah Sachatos. Torah achos the chol chatos, because the Bosai, the pasuk says zos Torah sachatos, which means what? There's one halacha for chatos. In other words, the Torah is grouping together all chatos, just like we said you group together all menachos, and therefore if I end up doing kmitza for the wrong type of carbon, I'm still yotze. Why don't you say the same thing with chatos? Also, I have to bring a chatos for eating chalev, but if I have in mind for the wrong chatos, halacha lemaisa, the carbon should still be good. To which the Gemara said, Shimon Hachinami. You're right, Rabbi Shimon actually would agree with this. He would agree with this logic. L'rabbanan ha'omer rava, chatas chilev sheshachto l'shim chatas dam, l'shum chatas avodas kochavim, k'shera. So we'll say, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're absolutely right, that the pasuk that says Torah achas l'chol chatos would in fact be given the same status as zos Torah samincha. That einach inami, if you're bringing a chatos, but you have in mind for the wrong type of chatos, you're absolutely still yotze your chatos. The problem comes according to the Rabbanan. Because according to the Rabbanan, they hold the Rava. What does Rava say? Chatos chelev, if I have to bring a chatos because I ate chelev, sheshacht l'shem chatos dam, and I shechted it for the sake of a chatos to be brought for eating blood, or l'shum chatos avodas kochavim, or the chatos for worshipping idolatry. So we'll say in those cases, ksheira. My chatos will still be kosher. However, l'shem chatos nazir, l'shem chatos mitzora psula. But if I had in mind to shecht it for the sake of the chatos nazir, the chatos mitzora, what is the halacha? The carbon is possible. Why? Dahani olos bahadayuninu. Oh, because Rabbi Osai, the chatas nazir and the chatas mitzora, bless you, don't just come by themselves, but rather they are accompanied by olos. Because they are accompanied by olos, they don't look the same as the other chatos, and because they don't look the same as other chatos, if I have in mind for them, that das can in fact invalidate the carbon I am bringing. Beautiful. Rav Acha bar Rava masni le lekulu leposla. Well, Rav Acha actually says that halacha lemaisa, any time you bring a carbon chatos, not for the sake of that intended chatos, what is the halacha? The halacha is the chatos is psula. Why? V'shachat osa lechatos l'shem osa chatos. Because it was like zeir sakasev, pasuk says you shall shecht it for a chatos, which tells me what? Chatos has to have specific kavana for that type of chatos. And I will say, if you remember again, going all the way back, this is the first Mishnah in Maseches Tzvachim, that indeed we paskin this way. Every carbon of shechted shalo l'shma, what's the halacha? First Mishnah in Tzvachim, what's the halacha? It's kosher, ela shalo al l'baylin, right? It doesn't work to satisfy the owner's obligation, with one exception, which is chatos. Chatos that is shechted shalo l'shma is in fact invalid. Because I will say, we paskin like this idea. Chatos is unique for shachot osa. It has to be shechted for that particular purpose and other purpose. Good. We'll say still another resolution. We are fixated on Rabbi Shimon. The world, everyone is fixated on Rabbi Shimon. Because we can't wrap our head around the fact that there are two diametrically opposed brisos that lead to give us two conflicting views of Rabbi Shimon's opinion. First one telling me that a mincha offered up shol l'shma is going to be okay, or I should say the shem mincha acheres is going to be okay at alu l'baylin. Second one that says it's not okay, or I should say the mincha is okay, but it's not alu l'baylin. Ravashi, another resolution. Ravashi, amar lo kasha. And we'll say we actually mentioned this in yesterday's daf. Kan bekometz machvas l'shum marcheshes. Kan bekometz minchas machvas l'shum minchas marcheshes. So we'll say, interestingly enough, Rav Ashi wants to suggest that everything is in terms of the verbiage you use. Rabbi Shimon says that if you offer up a machvas l'shem marcheshes, this is the lashon. I'm offering up a machvas, that's what I'm bringing, carbon machvas, but I say l'shum marcheshes. So what Rabbi Shimon says in that case, the carbon will still be valid, and ultimately the mincha will still be valid and will satisfy the obligation of the owner. On the other hand, if I say minchas machvas l'shum minchas marcheshes, it will be invalid. What's the distinction? Machvas l'shum marcheshes b'manakah choshev. So we'll say if he says machvas l'shum marcheshes, he's referring to the type of utensil to be used. And umachshava b'mana lo pasla. And I will say a machshav about the type of utensil to be used, ultimately, again, does not invalidate the carbon. Which I will say is another essential way of saying that when a person says, I'm bringing a machvas, and then the kavana is l'shem marcheshes, I will say the statement of l'shem marcheshes is a meaningless statement. Because it is a meaningless statement, it does not negatively impact the mincha. On the flip side, minchas machvas l'shem minchas marcheshes, we'll say ultimately again, but if I'm bringing a minchas marcheshes, minchas machvas, and I articulate, I'm bringing it l'shum minchas marcheshes, that is a meaningful statement, and that in fact can what? That in fact could undermine the effectiveness of the carbon mincha. But 1 second, but that's not what the Braisa said. The Braisa said that Rabbi Shimon holds the mincha is good. Why? Because ma'asem ochichan alav, because the actions speak louder than the intentions, and from the actions I see exactly what type of carbon he has in mind to bring. To which the Gemara says, "Hachi kamer." This is what it means to say. Afagav de machshava de minker he tipasal. We'll say even though ultimately again actually changes it over here. In your base, if you look in the Shita Mikubeses, it changes the girsa. The machshava de lo minkari the vitipas. So ultimately, again, even though again, both say this is a case of where it is not clear that the machshava is false, and therefore again, the carbon should be pasul. His intention is regarding the kli, and the intention regarding the kli does not undermine the carbon. Umay aval bezvachim enokain. And Rabbi says, so therefore, what does the Braisa mean when it says that this is not true by karbanos? Afagav de shchita achas lekulon, zrika achas lekulon. Even though what? There's one shchita for all types of karbanos, and one zrika for all types of karbanos. Kabbalah achas lekulon, one type of kabbalah for all karbanos. Bezvicha de pasla be machshava kamechashev. Ultimately, again, Rabbi says, when it comes ultimately to karbanos, I'm sorry, bizvicha de pasli lay. I just lost the place here. Sorry, I forgot the shchita achas kulon, zvicha achas lekulon, kabbalah achas lekulon, I'm sorry. Bizvicha de pasli machshava kamechashev. Ultimately, again, so we'll say an erroneous mindset actually has the ability to undermine the effectiveness of the carbon. Armali rabacha b'ridu rabba l'ravashi, chariva mishum belula amai. Amar Reb Shimon, we'll say, what about the case of a chariva l'shum belula? If you look at Rashi, it's the last two lines of the short lines in Rashi. Chariva l'shum belula, diktani ba'alu. So we'll say, diktani de'alu. If he offers up a minchas chariva, which is a type of mincha, l'shum belula. And I will say, very simply, a chariva is a dry mincha. Belula, ultimately, again, is a mincha that is mixed with liquid, with oil. So ultimately, again, Rabbi Shimon says that it works. Why is that? Because Amar Le L'Shum Bila Ba'alma. Look at Rashi. Amai Amar Rav Shimon. Kolomar My Taima Alu Havadei Machshava Dehaleka Hachamana. L'Shem Bila Ba'alma. Rashi says Kevin Delo Itker Behedja Minchas Chareva L'Shem Minchas Belula Divrei Ruach Ba'alma. So Yabal says, since he did not explicitly say, ultimately, again, I'm offering up a minchas chareva l'shem minchas belula. Therefore, his statement is irrelevant. So it says the Gemara, if that's the case, ihachi l'shum shlomim nami l'shum shlomim ba'alma. We'll say if that's the case, then in the following situation, I'll look at Rashi for just a moment. Ihachi b'zvachim, you see that Rashi? Demod Rabbi Shimon delo alis. We'll say in the case of karbanos, where let's say Rabbi Shimon agrees that halach lamaisa, if you have in mind, if you express kavana for the wrong type of carbon, it doesn't work. Why is that? Why don't you say that if he's offering up a chatos and he says l'shem shlamim, it should work as well? Because what does l'shem shlamim mean? Maybe l'shem shlamim doesn't mean for the sake of a carbon shlamim, but rather what does it mean? So he says, look at Rashi, yachi b'zvachim, the mode of Shem delo alu, amai mode ki shachet ola l'shem shlamim. Why is it invalid if he shachts an ola l'shem shlamim? Tala l'shem chova, it should work. You know why? Dachi kamar chova zu ani shochit l'shem la'asos shalom bein koni l'beini. I'm offering this up. Rabbi, say maybe when he says a shlamim, what does he mean as a shlamim? I'm offering this up in order to make shalom between myself and my Creator. To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you why it doesn't work. Hachi ashta hasam zevach gufe ikri shlamim. So we'll say there, a carbon itself is called a shlamim. Dechsev hamakrives dam ha-shlamim, hazorekes dam ha-shlamim. We'll say the pasuk explicitly calls a carbon a shlamim. So therefore, when he has in mind for shlamim, shlamim means what? Shlamim is a type of carbon. However, hacha, when it comes to mincha, mincha gufe meikri balula, is a mincha ever called balula? No. V'chol mincha balula b'shemen ksiv. Ultimately, the pasuk says a mincha that is balula b'shemen. Balula b'shemen mixed with oil is what is called ikri. Balula stama lo ikri. Ultimately, in Yemen, it is not called stam balula. So we'll just finish up this last piece. Kulu kiravelo amri. So I'll say all of these. So now we've just expressed a number of different approaches in resolving the steer in Rabbi Shimon. So we'll say the other opinions don't hold like Rabba. Why? The other Rabba, the machshava de minkara pasul rachmana. Because ultimately, going to both say, they hold just the opposite. That it is in a case of machshava de minkara, in a case where it is clear that your machshava is flawed, that's dafka the case where Chazal, where the Torah passes the mincha. Kirava lo amri. So ultimately, again, the other opinions don't pass like Rava. Why? Vizos toras lo mashmalu. They don't subscribe to the drasha of zos toras. Kirav Ashi lo amri. The other opinions do not subscribe to the shita of Rav Ashi. Why? Mushum kushya de Rav Acha b'reid Rava. Ultimately, again, because of the contradiction as posed by Rav Acha b'reid Rava. So we'll say we step up here for today. Again, ending off with so far three different resolutions of the stira in Rabbi Shimon, and now understanding why each of the opinions does not subscribe to the other. We're not finished with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon continues in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Shkoyach.